Hi, it's Joe Casey from the Retirement Wisdom Podcast, and this is a brief recap of month two of our fourth season. And we had the opportunity to talk with three fascinating guests, all with a different perspective on retirement based on their experiences. And our first up is Barbara O'Neill. She's a former distinguished professor at Rutgers University who moved to Florida pre-COVID and has written a book called Flipping a Switch. And she had a very interesting take on the FIRE movement. She has a new angle and a new acronym that may be more relevant to you.
Financial independence, retire early. And the biggest proponents of that are people who are trying to exit the workforce, maybe in their early 40s, mid 40s, and it's gotten a lot of attention. I actually watched that documentary film that was produced a few years ago called Playing with Fire. There were actually two Playing with Fires that came out. One had to do with firemen, and then the other one had to do with financial independence, retire early. And I don't know, all I could think of is, okay, so you exit the workforce at 40 or 50, you're going to have all those same flip switches that I wrote about in my book that people often face when they're a bit older. And I'm thinking, what are you going to do with the next 50, possibly 60 years of your life? If you truly use the word retire, are you really going to retire? And in fact, many of the leading proponents of FIRE are people who have just transitioned to self-employment, pretty much like I have. So I just think FIND is a whole better acronym because it's financial independence, new directions. And you get to choose those directions. Like I said before, it could be volunteer work. It could be becoming an entrepreneur when you've been a salaried employee. I also noticed back in Jersey, I used to get lots of inquiries where people who have had corporate careers wanted to have academic careers. And they would contact me and say, well, how do you get to be a professor at Rutgers? So I think a lot of people are just looking for something new and different.
Next, we had the opportunity to speak with Kelly Hoey on a totally different topic, and that's if you're considering a second act career or an encore career after you retire, it's most likely that your network is going to help you get there and find your next opportunity, your next pathway. And Kelly is the author of Build Your Dream Network, and she had a lot of meaningful advice on how to leverage your network and how to think very differently about who is in your network and what your network is.
I think what people need to think about networking is you need to ditch the schmooze. You need to ditch the notion it is only an activity you pick up when you need something like a job lead or a career lead. And you need to think about it more in the sense of how do I interact with people every day? And well before the events of 2020, things we were doing every day were texting and tweeting and maybe posting on Facebook, maybe we're sending a birthday note or an anniversary wish. All that is part of your networking arsenal. If you're someone who has been or had been in the workforce a long time, when I think about your networking, that's how you showed up every day for your colleagues and coworkers. Were you a good mentor? Were you someone who was a good project manager? Were you like all of those activities to me are part of our kind of networking reputation and network building that we have done throughout our lives. So for listeners who may be thinking about a change, you know, some evolution in their career, this is where I'd say sit back and think about how you've been showing up for your network every single day.
Whenever possible, we love to talk with people in the younger generation to get their perspective on retirement and life in retirement. And our last guest that we spoke to in month two is Lance Oppenheim. He's a 25-year-old filmmaker who just came out with his first feature film, a documentary titled Some Kind of Heaven. The New York Times op doc, and he shared his perspective on what life is like in retirement from what he observed in working with a number of people in the Villages, a retirement community in Florida, with over 130,000 residents.
I think in my mind, and this is something maybe that is may seem more obvious to someone who was older, but I think when making this film, I had this idea that when you grew older, life was more figured out, and that the stereotype of aging in my mind was always that you would get to a certain point where all of your problems faded away and conflicts kind of became, you could kind of look at them with greater wisdom and seemed like things were in the rearview mirror of your life. I think these stories show you that that's not necessarily the case, that desires persist, that fulfillment is never gets easier to find. And that I think the quest to grow is to just never stop trying to become. And I think that's what I really admire in each person who appears in this film, both as someone who made a film about them, but also as a friend.
You can find links to the full conversations in the show notes. We hope you'll check out one or more of them that are interesting and relevant for you. Our podcast is different than most in the retirement space. Most retirement podcasts focus on the financial planning aspects of preparing for retirement. We concentrate on the other side of the equation, which is also an investment decision. And that's how will you invest your most valuable asset? We think that's your time. You can find all of our episodes for all four seasons on our website, retirementwisdom.com. It's really a free retirement school, and you can find episodes that really speak to you and what is top of mind for you. We also have brief information on our coaching programs. There are articles of interest. We have two retirement planning calculators on there that are high rated, top rated, if that's of interest to you, and other resources you can check out at retirementwisdom.com. Thank you for listening to this recap of the Retirement Wisdom Podcast.